The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Are you not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status? Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." So they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After the fairly confrontational series of parables that we've been hearing over the last few weeks, today Jesus' relationships with the scribes, the Pharisees, and leaders of the people takes a pretty sharp turn. And at this point, it's very clear that the interaction is no longer one of trying to understand, but rather is one of malice, as we are told. The scribes and the Pharisees send their own disciples to confront Jesus, to try to force him into positions that are difficult for him to stand in. And they come along with the Herodians, which in and of itself makes it clear that this is not a friendly encounter. The Herodians support King Herod, and it's rather worldly living out of the Jewish life, as opposed to the Pharisees, who believe in purity with regards to their Jewish observance. They are not friends. And yet they come together in opposition to Jesus. And they present a question to him. Is it okay to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? And the question isn't even a real question. The question is simply there to embarrass him. It's to embarrass him either by supporting the Roman regime or by rejecting it. And either way, he finds himself isolated. And the fact that they can produce the Roman coin makes it clear that they're all paying that tax anyway. This is simply an effort to try and bind Jesus and isolate him from others. And Jesus' answer steps frankly into that and tries to just move beyond it. He says, "Show me the coin." And so he takes the coin and he says, "Whose face is that? Whose image and likeness is on that coin?" And they say, "Caesar, Tiberius Caesar." And he says, "Well, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's." And it's that last part of his answer that really is of interest to Jesus. It means on, the face of it, that we should at least give to God the same sort of thing that we give to everything else that we do in our life, which so often, frankly, we fail to do. So often we run after many other things and spend ourselves on many other things, and God is one of the last things that we find that we really commit ourselves to in our day-to-day living. But Jesus' answer actually goes far beyond that and demands something much more than that. Jesus is not encouraging us at a sort of side, kind of isolating of different parts of ourselves, that we have sort of our political, social self over here and our religious self over here. Jesus is calling for a unity and a realization that it's our relationship with God that's really central. The image and likeness of God, as opposed to the image and likeness of Caesar on the coin, the image and likeness of God is found in the human person. There's a human person that is made in God's image and likeness. And because of that, what Jesus is really demanding is that our whole lives be about God. Everything in our lives be about God, including how it is that we function and live within the political sphere, within our families, within our communities, within our work. That nothing is isolated from our relationship with Jesus Christ and our relationship with God, whose image and likeness we bear. My brothers and sisters, we belong to God. And our call as creatures is to give everything back to Him. So often in our lives, we can live a life that compartmentalizes our religious faith. And our culture really encourages that. Our culture encourages our religious faith to be something that is practiced privately, is of our own place, that is not to be spoken of in the public square. And yet, true faith in God demands an allegiance in which everything is given over to Him. It's as if reading, you know, the motto of Notre Dame, of God, Country, Notre Dame, is somehow that we divvy up our loyalties. First to God, first to our country, and then I guess then to Notre Dame. But that's not it at all. It's our relationship with God that defines and shapes how it is that we live in and serve our country. It's our relationship with God that defines and serves how it is that we live in amongst our family, our friends, and our community. It's our relationship with God which is the divine, to define everything that we are and all that we give. How we relate politically in the world, how we relate socially in the world, how we live within our church, how we give of ourselves within our church and within our community, how we treat our family members and the people that are around us. All of that grows out of our fundamental commitment to God. Give to God what is God's, which for Jesus means everything. Everything is an act of worship to the praise and glory of God the Father. We are called to nothing less than that. Not a life that's compartmentalized. Not a life that leaves God over in the corner. But a life that is rooted first of all in that relationship. Knowing in that relationship, we will love more deeply and more authentically than if we were to love alone. That we will serve more completely and more fully than if we simply served out of ourselves. We must first foster that relationship with Christ so that everything that we are ultimately speaks the name Christian. Ultimately is an act of thanksgiving to the God that has given us everything so that we may be full. And so that others may see the invitation of Christ in their own lives. Amen.